What do sunflowers sound like?
What, sunflowers?
Yeah.
I'm a little sunflower? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not doing this today.
I'm a little sunflower. Hi. Oh my gosh, you didn't do your animal noise. Thank you got God. Away with
Let's
it.
Let's move on. Next question.
Quickly do a tiger for us, big, strong women.
I'm not doing night. Welcome to the Lash Studio. I'm Greta.
And I'm Sophie.
And today we have a special guest.
Yes, we do. Welcome to the podcast, Miller Rose of Miller Rose, Birmingham.
Hey, gorgeous gal.
Ooh, we're so happy to have you here.
So happy to be here, finally. Woo!
So we met at LashFest this year and we spoke about having you on the podcast and here you are today.
Literally like 2 weeks later.
Mm-hmm. We had a very heavy night at the after party and the kebab shop is where I really got to know you. Yeah. And if you know someone in a kebab shop, then you know them for life.
Obviously, yes.
Absolutely.
Friends forever.
Yes.
For life.
So what happened in the kebab shop anyway? Because I wasn't there, unfortunately.
Well, so it got very chatty. So we were in the queue, weren't we? Just all deciding like what to eat and whatnot. And like, I don't know if I'm a kebab shop kind of sub, but I never pay like full price. Like,
yeah, did you get yours for free?
Yeah, I got one meal for £6 and then, but I got three meals.
And everybody got one for the homeless man.
And the homeless man. I made sure he had some food.
Jacob.
Yeah. When he was singing. What was he singing?
And also Sean.
Yeah, I remember, you know what? I remember turning around and I thought, what is happening right now? And then what else? I was giving love advice to everyone in the queue.
Yeah, you were screaming at someone to propose to them.
Yeah, because he was with her for 5 years. Well, he was waiting 5 years.
Oh, I was 14 years and then I didn't get proposed.
6 years over here.
No, that was
you needed to be in the kebab shop.
Yeah.
I would have said no anyways, though.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, yeah. But yeah, no, it was such a good night. And literally, I think I was giving everyone love advice, wasn't I?
Absolutely.
I think I told all the guys to propose. To be fair, why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, there are a few why nots, but
yeah.
Let's get into it. So today we're going to talk about knowing your worth, but we're not talking about money. We're talking about yourself. I am losing my voice today, if you've not already heard. So I'm going to kind of leave you to it, although I'm probably not. I'm probably going to interject a lot. So... Greta, talking about LashFest, you opened up about your past relationship and mm-hmm. that was a lot to do with your speech and how this affected business and your personal life. So how has it been exploring the world since?
The exploring's been amazing, thank you. It's been emotional. I think what I realised though, it's been fun, but I also realised that I'm not in a right place right now myself to be in a relationship.
That's fine though.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely fine with it. And I don't think I have lots of patience for having a relationship right now because I don't know what I want.
Yeah.
Exactly. Therefore, I'm here, there and everywhere.
But don't you feel like you feel a lot more free because you're not like going dating anyone thinking, oh my God, they're going to be my husband. Don't you feel like... It's a lot more
I do
free.
Think that, though, in the first time. When I start speaking, I'm like, right, wedding dress out.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah, Greta does very much think, like, okay.
I think ahead.
We're going to have twins.
No, you
no,
know what
no
that's
twins.
Called?
No
you know
kids.
What that's called? Have you watched That So Raven?
I
it was
did
on
when
Disney
I was
Channel
younger,
where
yeah.
she does like that whole like mind thing and she goes into the future.
Yeah.
All women do that as soon as you meet a guy. Okay, so this is what I tell all my clients mm-hmm. like. You meet a guy, you're like, oh my God, he's ticking like 5 boxes that you mm-hmm. have, you know, your non-negotiables. You're like, okay, does that lovely energize his car? Great. He's got this career. Oh my God, he's ambitious. And then like before your date has even happened, you fast forwarded to your wedding day.
Oh yeah.
And you fast forwarded to, okay, we're gonna have this house and this is gonna be our kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, my dad's gonna love him, my mom's gonna love him, my friends are gonna love him. And you fast forward, you just have this vision of your whole life and you've only texted like 3 times. He hasn't even got your number yet.
Just ask the name.
Yeah. But already you've kind of done that whole like vision for you both.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, sometimes, well, most times, it just doesn't even end up that way. And if you wasted all this energy creating this future for you both, when really you didn't even get past the second date?
Yeah. I think as well, like, dating at the moment, I think, you know, when they say about women that, oh, women are so complicated.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but men, I have no idea what they want.
Mm-hmm.
They are, I find them very, very complicated at the moment. And wasting time, I would say. I don't know if it's when you get to a certain age and I don't know. Are we going through a midlife crisis at the moment? Or am I? I don't know. It's just Bella's weird. Like,
Speak for yourself.
No, I'm single.
Weird.
No, I'm single. But you know what? I always say every guy that I've kind of met or dated, you know what one question I ask him? I always say, what do you want from me?
Oh.
Because it's like, let's cut the crap.
That's where I'm going. No, but that's actually what I do.
Yeah, but then obviously you have to wait for their actions as well. But I'm like, why? I always throw it in a random conversation. But I'm like, okay, what, babe, what do you want from me? And really, sometimes they answer and they're like, you know what? I just want to chill with you. And then sometimes they're like, oh, obviously I want a bit more with you or whatever. But I feel like that question, one, it throws them off.
Uh-huh.
And two, it just kind of tells you what do I want in a weird way. So when you're asking them, what do you want from me? You're like, actually, what do I want from you? Yeah. And as you're listening, you're like,
yes, no.
Yeah. So I think that's one like really like big question that I like to ask guys that are interested.
I'll take that.
Yeah. What do you want from me? Because they know. And eventually your senses and stuff will tell you exactly where they are and whether you want to be with them or not. But I think it's just a nice little thing. Also, I do believe in getting, like, when you go out for cocktails, like, I like when men get wine drunk. Not like spirit drunk, because they're used to that, but wine drunk. They can't handle wine. You know what Echo Falls? They just start giggling. But I love it, because I'm like, yeah, like, let your walls down. Let me pick your brain a little bit.
That's the thing with men. I feel like they're not honest either at the moment. I don't know if I'm in that kind of age group, you know, where I'm looking at, that they just tell you what you want to hear. But I'm 41 and I'm like, I've heard it. Thank you. And you're talking to the wrong person. Do you know what I mean? It's like you said, like, what do you want? Just say it honestly. Don't waste time and let's get to it.
No, but sometimes you want to cut the crap, but dating is a lot of smoke and mirrors. Like, oh, we're all trying to impress, we're all trying to do that.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so. Like,
yeah, go on.
So the other day, like, I'm single now, so I was like, I was talking to this guy, and I do not give my number when I'm dating. Like, if I'm online dating all this, I'm like, you can have my Instagram. Because you can call, you can message. Like, if you're not logging into Instagram to message me, you're not even making a basic effort. Do you get what I mean? So then he was like, oh, I want to video call you. So I was like, I'm there just in my bed, my massive t-shirt on. And literally, for a second, I panicked and I was like, okay, well, let me look what lashes can I put on, because I'm in between appointments now. And so I'm like, oh my God, how do I glue them on quickly? I was like, no, let me put, and you know what I did? I literally just answered the phone.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, how are you, right? And he was like, oh, you look gorgeous. And I'm like, I literally just spent the past 30 seconds panicking, like, should I put a whole face mask on? Because I've done that before. I put a whole face mask on my face. Literally, and just answered like, oh, I'm just having a me.
self-care day.
Oh, you caught me at a bad time, you know? But literally, like, I was just like, I just answered it. He was like, oh, you look good. I said, I'm there like, I really could have, this is like my base. Like, at least, you know, then we were talking. So now when he FaceTimes, well, calls me on Instagram, I was like, hi. So when I'm at the salon, I'm like, glam today. Obviously, I'm going to talk to him today because I'm like, full face.
Well, one of the reasons that we asked you to come on and talk about this kind of thing was because when we were at Lashfest, if you don't mind me saying, you took your phone and you gave it to Viv and you said, do not let me make a mistake. Talking about self-worth and people still having that kind of hold over you, because you are a very confident woman.
Oh, thank you.
Very. And you can still slip up on these things.
You know what it is? Like, I would never call myself confident. Because,
wild.
Like,
that's insane.
No, you know what it is? Because when I was younger, like, I was always second-guessing myself. Uh-huh. I kind of went... for, like, because I've been in customer service for so many years, I know how to talk to people. But, like, resonating and just, like, having, like, personal relationships, I do find sometimes I struggle, because I'm like, is it me they want to talk to? Is it just because I'm just it's just in me to be friendly and, you know, joyous and happy. So thank you. That's so nice. But I think you need to know the boundaries, because as much as I'll probably touch on this a bit later, but I think just how I am and like my amazing mom and the women that I've been around and like my family, like they're such strong women. Mm-hmm. But I think because of that, like when I get really nervous when I'm around a guy, because instantly they see my vulnerability. Because you know that whole thing of men just knowing your buttons? A woman doesn't automatically know another woman's buttons. But if a certain kind of man meets you, he's like, oh, I figured you out.
Mm.
And I really enjoy, like, I don't know if it's like alphas or whatever, but I love geezers. Like, I'm like, can you do IKEA furniture within like 5 minutes? You get what I mean? I'm there watching.
And
like,
don't need the instructions.
Do you get what I mean? I'm just like, yes. But I just really like very manly men who just want to kind of look after me, basically, and allow me to kind of be really submissive, like, because I have to be the alpha in business.
I was going
to
say, is that because you've got control over a lot of other things and very independent on a lot of other in other ways 100%. That you're like, I just for this, for my personal life, I just want you to
100%
look after me.
I always say to girls as well, like, I figure out like what role you want to play in the relationship, but for me, I am the Beyonce in every relationship. So that means...
And in life.
Yeah, well, you know, a little bit. But that means for me, I'm going to say, like, that means for me, like, I want to be looked after. I want to be catered to, because I know I've got a really big heart. And when I'm in love, like, you not take the piss, but, like, there's so much that I give, and there's so much, like, as much as I want so much for myself, that automatically becomes you.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you can tell me an idea, and I'm like, okay, how can we make this happen? Like, I'm kind of thinking, I'm there just becoming, like, obsessed with you and what you want to do. Mm-hmm. So because I know that, and I know that's, I guess, a vulnerability in myself, I'm very cautious, but also kind of very, like, it creates boundaries in myself. So when, like, Viv, my bestie, was like, I gave her my phone, I was just like, listen, I can tell the liquor's feeding me. And I was like, listen, I'm in London, first of all. He's back in Birmingham. And I was like, I don't need to be that girl tonight. Okay?
Not tonight.
Because, you know, you get a bit confident and you're like, you know what? I'm a 10.
Yeah.
I'm a 20. And I was like, I'm going to call you after we've held.
Love it.
And see what you're doing.
And see what you're doing at 1 a.m.
Are you busy?
I don't even say that. I'm like, I just start with, hi. Normally in that moment, like, you know if I've had a few. So I'm like,
So
I save myself.
So one thing then is, if you find that right person that you're willing to give so much to and they do the same for you, then what an amazing relationship that has the potential to be.
It's beautiful.
And one thing, I would like to give you a quote for this, because I'd written this down, but this very much fits you.
Okay. Ooh.
You're doubting yourself. Meanwhile, other people are wondering how you do it all so effortlessly. Give yourself more credit. And that's about your confidence. Like, oh my God, like, I'm like, she's doing it all. And you're like, I'm not even confident.
You should be confident.
Yeah, it's just, I'm trying to get there. It's definitely like a process that I've been working on, that I'm always working on, trying to just like, because I find it so easy to celebrate everyone.
Yeah.
And then when it's celebrating myself, I'm like, but you know, I could be doing more, or, you know, but that's why you're, talk at Lash Fest like resonated with me, because you touched on like so much that I think we don't say out loud. We feel, but we just don't say out loud. So when you were talking, I was like, yeah.
Because so, we do have a front.
Yeah.
And I feel like we have to, because you do, as business owners, you want people to look up to you, don't you? You can't be like crying on Instagram and going like everything is bad and everything is this and that. So you have to have that front.
Yeah.
But actually inside, sometimes you go home and you cry in a pillow because things happen. And I think that's why we're here, isn't it, today? Mm-hmm. To keep your business and your personal life separate is a bit difficult sometimes. I don't know if people actually, is it possible even? Like, people can do that or not?
I think in that there are certainly elements that you can. But so with you both sort of like recently-ish going through breakups, do you think it affected your businesses?
100%.
Oh, yes.
In what ways?
it was all in my speech, wasn't it? Which ways? When I just...
Some people haven't been to Lash Fest then.
Go to Lash Fest. when I came to work, you know that sort of thing, I sat there and I could sit there all day doing nothing. Because I felt like I had to be there because that's my business. I had to show up. But showing up to do what exactly? To sit there. I hope I didn't bring the mood down.
Probably did. That poor said it.
No, most of the time, absolutely not. You were very good. You're very good at putting that front on. But sometimes you just need to be vulnerable.
I had the moments.
And we had our little therapy sessions.
Yes, but that is... It's a therapy session, but then it is like you are kind of not muddying the water. I wouldn't say it that way. Like people are, if we are black and white, right? People are there to do the job, and I'm sitting there talking. Oh, this happened yesterday, and then oh my god, he said that. Then take my phone out and read the message, and they're all like putting their laptops down and just listening.
It's very interesting, yeah.
And then we're like, why we haven't done any sales today? Yeah. And why this hasn't happened? And then why this hasn't been ordered and this hasn't been done? Because you've been talking about your ex. That's why, because it's affected you in a bad way. It took me such a long time to come out of it.
But
you do
very well with...
compartmentalising.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, for sure, because you get a message from your ex and be like...
Which one?
And be like... Oh my God, why does he speak to me like this? Why is he being so abnormal? And it would take over and we'd all be like, say this to him, say that.
Surely Sophie's there typing in notes to send that. And I'm like, okay.
I'm not going to airdrop this to you.
I think sometimes when, because obviously women, we're so amazing, obviously.
Mm. Yes.
I think when it comes to sharing, we easily share. And I think, I think sometimes, this might be a bit controversial. Ooh. I think sometimes we don't help each other. In terms of like when we're going through a vulnerable breakup, because all of our, all of like, so if we're, when we're going through something, especially when it comes to a guy, we bring our own issues to the conversation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rather than just like stepping back and be like, actually, you're being crazy right now. And that's why I do like my guy friends as well, because they keep me very grounded. Like I remember I was going to go on a date with this guy and I was telling my mate about it. I've been mates with him for like 15 years. And I was like, oh my God, it's so exciting. And he's like, why are you going out with someone who's clearly not your type? You're not going to...
Not your vibe. You're not your vibe.
He's like, why are you doing it? And I was like, no, because he's great. And he's like, are you selling it to me or selling it to yourself?
Yeah.
And I sat there and I was just like, can you just be nice to me? Like, I tell all my guy mates, can you be nice to me? But they're so brutally honest.
Well, you know it's true.
But the same conversation I was having with my girls, and they were like, oh my God, yes, I think, this is great for you. Oh my God, what if, again, like the vision again, what if you really get on and then, oh my gosh, he looks like the type to propose in a year. You get what I mean? And then where's my guy, mate? He was telling me straight off, he's like, just don't do it. If you want to do it, but you're going to be complaining to me. And I've called them like so many times, like after I've had like a mare and stuff.
But you said he's not nice, but actually, like, he was, but that is his version of being nice and like looking out for you, isn't it?
Yeah. He does look out for me, but I mean, sometimes it's so harsh. Like, he's seen me cry and he's like, right, like, I've called him crying before. And he's like, right, okay, so are you crying because you're lonely? Are you crying because you're bored? Or are you crying because you just want to be with someone who doesn't treat you right? And I'm like, hi, it's like Wednesday evening. Like, can I not get a, should we go out? Should we, let me buy you flowers to cheer you up? No, because our girls are for that. Men, guy mates, they're not there for that. They're just harsh realities.
Tell you straight up.
Truth. Yeah.
My mum said really good advice. She said, I was whinging to her one day about like, oh, and then she said this, and then and this, my friend said that, and da, da, da. My mum said, why are you telling everybody? Why are you telling everybody your business? Because people are going to give you advice from their level. Whatever they've been through in their own life, that's what they're going to advise you on. Mm-hmm. So if you want, tell one person, or don't tell anyone, or literally tell, I don't know, your male friends, because if it's about guys, like you said, they are so much more brutally honest. Yeah. But I feel like they also stop making you like waste your time, because they kind of know, because they're guys, they know,
and they have that weird like protective nature for you. I mean, don't get me wrong, sometimes they'll manipulate that to then be with you, but
I agree with that. I don't think there can be like if he's not, well, yeah, if he's not gay, I don't think there can be. There's always a gender behind it when you're mates.
I think it depends. I mean, my mates I've known for like God knows how over like 15 years.
Have you slept with them already?
No.
You see,
but I know the difference because of how long I've known them. I know what kind they're my mates. Like my family know them. Do you get what I mean? But then when I meet a new guy and I'm like, oh, we'll just be friends. I know the difference instantly. I'm like, yeah, because my guy mates, like, we can go out. I can get absolutely like drunk and stuff, and I'm not worried about he'll piggyback me. Like, well, no, I'll get.
Is that a sex position?
No, I'm my heels will be on. I'll be like, put me over your shoulder and stuff like that.
Even more.
No.
Stop. I swear.
No. None of that. But but with other friends who aren't like I haven't known as long and don't trust as much as obviously I trust them.
You wouldn't do the
like
same.
I would never do the same. Like I'm watching how many cocktails I have because you know the times we live in. You want to trust people, but at the same time, if you don't have the history and the knowledge of them, you kind of still have to be careful because the world is still a bit scary.
Yeah, it's sad that, isn't it? To still have to have like your wits about you as it's like different subject completely. But when you're having keys in your hands when you're walking home, you can't have your headphones in, all that kind of stuff.
We can't go for a run.
No.
I admire any woman that goes for a run. Like, wow. Because I mean, I'd be running and tripping over as looking I'm looking around. Behind me.
I mean, that's not the reason I don't run, but I'm definitely going to use that as an excuse. Like, I just can't possibly go
Somebody's
running.
Somebody's going to pull me in the car and I can't.
My husband's going to be like, I'll come with you. I'm like, oh, I couldn't possibly.
So we haven't actually got to the subject yet, have we?
No.
So we've both been through a breakup. So how did it affect your business? Did it affect your business? Like it affected my business?
Oh, 100%. But here's the weird thing. Like, I feel like it's a double-edged sword. Like, obviously, you're very emotional. I was very emotional.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, like, probably a really sad moment was I was lashing. And you know the songs come on? Because I ask all my clients, like, what they want to listen to when they come in. And, like, a song came on and every lyric was stabbing me. Like, and I started crying as I was lashing. And I was like...
No, because I cried.
She was asleep. She was asleep, thank God.
Oh. Yeah.
But I was just like... And I was like... And I was literally like, choose who you want to be right now. Do you want to be the lash artist that is crying over her customer? Like,
just wipe that off your face.
Do you get what I mean?
Or do you
want to create a bomb set? Yeah. And literally in that moment, I was like, you know, when you're just like, and you've got your mask on, and you're like, you know, thank God she was asleep, bless her. But I was like, in that moment, I had to be like, what? Who am I? Do you get what I mean? But then, so it did affect me and my business, definitely. But then on the flip side, like, I mean, I did stop listening to sad songs. I said to my clients, can we not do like, oh my God, I'm in love songs. Like, can we not do like, you know, can we play like Kalisa Hate You Right Now?
Yes.
Like, can we play that? Mm-hmm. Like, but no, a lot of my clients.
All of Beyonce's Lemonade album.
Yeah. As soon as I start playing Beyonce, like, yeah, I'm going.
Power was back.
I'm leaving, yeah. But me, myself and nah. But so it did affect my business. But then on the flip side, it just sparked me. I was like, I'm hungry.
Mm.
I'm like, all of this energy I'm spending just upset, like there needs to be an outlet. So going to the gym. Like,
why are you not doing that, Greta?
Yeah, no, going to the gym.
Waiting.
But then at the gym, I was like, what idea do I have? And I'm like, okay, I could do that. And then literally, it just hyper-focused me in like my business. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know what? Let me challenge myself. Let me push myself. What can't I do? So then that was the flip side. But equally, it's a weird coping mechanism as well.
Yeah,
I guess yes and no.
I've got another quote for you then. So it sounds this is exactly what you did. So know that you don't have to be positive right away. Sit with your feelings, understand them, know where they're coming from, and then you may start addressing them. It's brave to examine your emotions instead of ignoring them, and it's that kind of bravery that gets you better.
Yeah.
So that's what you've gone. That's my energy. I'm feeling this way. Take that energy and I'm going to put that into something positive, productive, and look at you now.
Still working on it, still working.
Still, well, everyone's working on something, aren't they?
But yeah, definitely. But yeah, I think healing and working, you kind of, you do have to compartmentalize it, but you have to also accept and say to yourself, they do work hand in hand.
Yeah.
So even like taking like days off, like at the start of the breakup, I was like, I'm working every day. I'm doing.
look at me.
And like you said, like sometimes you're there and you're just void, but you're still working. And at the end of the day, you're like, you know what? At least I did something today. But then you're getting burnt out, not just physically by doing extra hours and hyper-focusing. You're also getting burnt out emotionally because you're not giving yourself that grace and that peace to kind of sit and be like,
deal with it.
Like I'm single again. Like I'm dealing with that. And, you know, I feel like you have to take time to heal. Like, we're all works in progress, but I think we definitely have to take time to heal and know that even in a relationship, we still need to take that time to heal by ourselves. Because I'm very big on, like, in a relationship, like, you have to have your own life. You have to have your own life. You can't be you and you can't be your best self if you're not pouring into your own cup first. So I always say to my clients, like, and also to my girls as well, like, I have a me day. Like, I always schedule a me day every couple of weeks. And I make sure I have a couple of weekends off. And I'm just like, what do I want to do today? Usually it's like my hair appointment, my nail appointment, my lashes, my pedicure. It's like all of them. Or like literally a couple of weeks ago, John Wick came out. And I was like, I literally finished my day a bit early at 4. And I was like, what do I want to do? And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go see John Wick.
Yeah.
And I went by myself, had nachos, which
that's
I was
fantastic. Really, really good.
I love nachos. And I was like, yeah. So it's just prioritizing that as well.
Yeah. I think it's coming to self-worth, isn't it? When it's not that when you are with someone that they make you worthy. You are yourself. Mm. Like, it doesn't matter what you do, who you're with.
Yeah.
You are worthy of everything. All the good things and everything. Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
And is there anything that you would, both of you, say to someone that's in the midst, like in the middle of going through a hard breakup? And how to deal with that and how to not let it affect your lashing business.
I would say how you feel today, it's gonna end.
Yeah.
Like, you're gonna come out of it. One way or the other, it's going to finish. And that's why I still say that to, like, yesterday I had a bit of a wobble and I was like, it's fine. Because tomorrow you're gonna wake up. And it's going to be a different day and you're going to feel different. Because I know now it will end and I will come out of it. That feeling that I have inside, like this awful, awful, like, oh my gosh, I can't do this and this happened and whatever. It will end.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you know that, then you can, I don't know, take on anything.
Yeah. I'd say be transparent. So that can be whether you do therapy, whether you start journaling, and even something as little as, you don't have to get into your business with all your clients, but you can say, girl, I'm recently single.
Yeah.
And then leave it at that.
Yeah.
So that if you maybe, you're probably thinking, oh, I'm being amazing, I've not changed. But then you might be a little bit quieter. You might be, your mind might go off on a tangent. So then it's not really, so then you're just opening up about it. And then I would say, I mean, I pray every day. I'm really big on positive affirmations as well. So I think that's really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd say, just do something that challenges you. Like anything, it can be a new hobby, it can be just setting a goal to do something random, because then all that energy and all that time that you used to kind of be with someone else or going through the motions of it, you've at least got an outlet that isn't your ordinary.
Yeah.
And you can kind of focus on it, be like, oh, it can be a book. And you can be like, anytime your mind kind of goes away with you, be like, let me read a couple of pages. And that you're actually actively doing something. So
your mind is changing.
And it's evolving because we're constantly evolving. Yeah. But you're giving yourself that peace, you're giving yourself that break. And like you said, it does end.
You can come out of it like I can now, I know, like, I didn't know that before and I didn't do it before and I do it now, where I told you yesterday, so didn't I, like, how I go between different affirmations or different things on Spotify. So if I listen to something like, if you feel a bit more, I feel sometimes I need to cry it out and I just need to cry it out, whatever, I need to do it. And then I will put on something that I know, like you said about, you know, the cry songs, you know, it's going to come out. And then sometimes when I feel like, right, I need to sort something for work and my mind is like, I want to cry. Well, no. Spotify goes on and it's usually something like, you can do it. Why are you wasting time? Yeah. Why are you doing this? Da, 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 da. Yeah. And I'm like 2 minutes and I'm like, right, yes, Spotify goes off and I'll do it. My mind just flips and I didn't used to do that before because I would just sit in it and just cry.
But it's
could be whole day crying.
But it's your senses, you know, your senses are huge. Mm. So what you watch, what you hear, mm-hmm. and I'm an audio girl, like I love a podcast. But I love music and sometimes like choosing, like I've literally got a playlist that says happy vibes. And literally, even if I'm not feeling happy, I put it on. And it's like, it's the songs that make me have to get up and I'm just dancing and I'm feeling the vibe. Do you get what I mean? But I think, yeah, you just have to find your joy.
Yeah, those vibrations. Because I personally listen to a lot of like murder mystery, true crime. Yeah, scary.
Not before bed, hopefully.
But those, they're actually like low vibration things. So if I listen to them too much, I can recognize, I'm like, why am I, I'm a bit of like a...
It's going to kill me.
Yeah, you've soaked so much
in. Looking at me like that?
Yeah, you don't realize. I enjoy it. It's very interesting. But then I catch myself and I'm like, I don't feel like amazing.
Safe. Yeah.
I feel like I want to murder.
I'm not going for a run.
Murder.
So, I'm not surprised you don't run.
Yeah. So now I need to... yeah.
Practicing.
She is a track star. So I catch myself and I go, okay, I need to listen to something more happy. Something like you said, your happy vibes. So that's what I do as well. I also am very audio. And my advice, although I haven't been through a breakup, but in general, I would say focus on the step in front of you and not the entire staircase. Yeah. So yes, you can have a vision for where you want to be at the end, but just one step at a time. Yeah. Take it easy. Don't be too hard on yourself.
It's overwhelming, isn't it, when you think about the whole
thing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, organising your wedding and kids. Yeah. And kitchen.
Well,
what stuff? What tiles should we have?
And what shade of grey?
This is one of the problems with breakups, though. Because you're mourning a future that never existed. Yeah, so you take on so much more. You might have only been on a couple of dates, but like you were saying earlier, you're mourning.
The kids' name were all picked. Yeah. I mean,
do we go for a middle name, Gary? I don't know.
It's great. Like if men could be in our heads, bloody hell.
Yeah, but if we could be in theirs, what is it just like?
You know what? I would love to be.
No offense, James.
I would love to be a fly on a wall. And just watch a guy all day. Not okay. So that's giving you vibe. Like Joe from You. But I would, because I don't know. It just intrigues me. Like I'm like, because I know what I'm doing. If I'm at home by myself, like I'm doing the washing, I'm doing that, and then I'm dancing, then I'm eating, then I'm talking to the girls, then I'm on Instagram, and then I'm just
you know what they're doing.
Yeah.
No, but I want it. I don't know. Is it sick? I want to see. I'm like, do you guys really do this? And I'd like to be in their heads and be like, I'd love to tally how many times a guy thinks of me in a day.
Thinks of you?
Yeah. I'd be like, oh, bing. Like, oh, God, imagine if you had an app and it would bing every time like a guy thought of you.
No, I couldn't have that. Can you imagine if it doesn't bing? You'd be like,
oh, yeah.
No, but then you'd know he wasn't the guy for you.
But would you take that, though, as like, all right, if you really like him, would you be like, oh, that's fine then.
Yeah.
I'll get somebody else.
I can't be where I'm, I can't exist where I'm not appreciated.
Do you like it like, bing, 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 bing?
Yeah, but if it was constant, that's, okay,
that's too much.
No, he's probably doing...
Maybe 10.
He's probably got my Instagram open just looking at pictures like, bing, 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 bing.
I can't exist where I'm not appreciated.
Yeah.
Oh.
Strong.
That's prevalent. I like that. I'm going to take that into my life. That's going to be my new bio.
What's my bio? Glowing and growing and glowing with a sunflower because I love sunflowers.
Oh, I like sunflowers. Yeah.
Do you know why I love sunflowers?
No.
Because when the sun, this is actually a fact, not just like a Miller fact, because, you know, but this is actual fact. When there's like the sun's covered and they're not getting much sun, they actually turn towards each other.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so
sweet. Especially with women, I love putting sunflowers. I love the colour yellow and orange because obviously it's got connotations and... what do you call it, of being happy colour and invoking like happiness and stuff like that. But, I mean, you can do like the whole colour psychology and stuff like that. But, I mean, that's what sunflowers do. And I love that. That's so when lovely. I talk to another woman, I'm thinking, how can I be a sunflower? How can I empower her? How can I be a sunflower?
Oh, yeah, I'm loving this today. Yeah. Got so much to take from it. Also, next time you come to see us, everything's going to be orange and yellow.
Oh my gosh.
Rebrand.
The fact that I've been invited back already.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's try and help people out then. So if you're having negative thoughts, then why don't you think about talking to the teenage version of yourself? So get a picture of yourself when you were younger, stick it on your bathroom mirror, any mirror, try and get it into your routine. That would you be talking to yourself in such mean, negative ways if you were talking to a child version of yourself? Would you look at yourself and go, oh, you're an old bat?
I don't talk to myself like that. Do you?
I'm not old.
I'm like, do you talk to yourself?
No, but would you look at yourself and be like, oh, that's spot. Oh,
beautiful
today. I don't like that mole. I don't like the wrinkles on my face. I don't like this. I'm really pale. I'm really just all this kind of stuff. Would you say that to a teenage version of yourself? No.
It's that kind inner voice, isn't it?
Yeah. And your brain literally listens to what you say. So if you're constantly filling it with negativity, so let's try and turn some of those things around. So your first step, what are some affirmations that you would suggest for someone to say to themselves in a morning while they're brushing their teeth to start off with a good, positive day?
I am more than enough.
Ugh.
I am strong.
I am beautiful.
I got this.
Hmm.
It's going to be a great day.
It's already done.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's just a few.
Brush your teeth.
Stinky breath.
Dance a little. Listen to the podcast.
Yeah. I think I've, it comes with age as well. And I think all these things come with what you go through in your life and how, like, when you've been, because I have a 4-year-old and I look at her and she's so innocent. Like, she's so, like, she thinks she's it, literally.
Good.
She's like in front of the mirror posing and she's like, oh, look at me, like, don't do imposing and stuff. And I let her, I'm not going to say like, you can't do this. And I love watching her and just stand there and smile and think, you know, like you are like amazing. And then you have things that happen in your life, isn't it? Where it's difficult because you are all the time kind of like, not all the time, but you are pushed down or somebody says something and words really hurt. And you do start thinking and doubting yourself, and then you have to, it's your own head and your own mind where you gotta have to like pull yourself back up again and up again and up again, and you go up and down, up and down. And now I do feel like, I don't think I've ever, you do doubt yourself, but I don't think I've ever talked to myself in a bad way. But I do think now, like, I'm at this age where I do have my confidence definitely higher than when I was in my 30s. But it is lots to do with working on yourself, I think, every day and saying to yourself that you are enough.
Yeah, 100%.
Because everybody can't like you.
No.
And they won't, and that's what you have to accept.
But you have to like you. That's the bottom line.
100%. Yeah. 100%, yes.
Have you got anything else that you want to go through? I thought we could... Have we offered any actual advice in terms of building your self-worth?
Brush your teeth.
And esteem.
I think in business, I think... Having goals is very important. Like, I think having goals is very important in creating and, I guess, feeding into your self-esteem as a businesswoman and also just as your business as well. And having goals and not necessarily achievable goals. I always say dream big.
Yeah.
Like, why not? To have an unattainable goal that you think you can't do and have it written down somewhere and just keep going for it. Like, I remember when I started with like 50 followers on Instagram and I was like, Mom, you never guess what? I've got 50 followers. And she was like, oh, on Facebook. I was like, yeah, okay, Facebook, Instagram, fine. Same thing. And I was like, yes. And then I remember when I hit, like, I was like, you know what? I'm going to have like 1,000. And then I hit that and I was like, I'm good. And then I was like, no, I can have more. Okay, so I had a reel. I remember, sometimes you just watch your reels and kind of see how it's doing. And I remember I posted it in the morning when I was like with my ex. And then literally I checked on it randomly in the day and I was like, babe, it's on 5K. And he was like, nice. What? And I was like, yeah. And then he was like, wow, that's amazing. Like, he was quite supportive. And he was like, that's amazing. Can't believe it. And then later on in the day, I was like, oh my God, it's on 9K. What? And then, you know, when you're glitching, I'm like, check on your account. How many does it say on yours?
Get the desktop version.
Let me check. Oh my God, is it going to delete? Oh, someone's hacked into my account. Like, you just go through all the motions.
It's bots.
Yeah. And then it hit 16K. And that has been my biggest reel to date. And I was like, what? And I remember in that moment, I was like, I can do it. Because because I was really stressing over reels, you know, strategically. Everyone comes out with guides on how to go viral and stuff. And I was like, I don't think I can go viral, but I was like, I'm going to try and use a formula to make a certain kind of content. And that reel, I didn't think about.
Yeah.
I literally put it together. I thought, I need to post today. And I literally put it together and I was like, and that today is my most successful.
Listen to your imposter syndrome though.
Yeah.
Like, I could never. This is not me. Yeah. This is wrong. Like, absolutely not. You've worked hard. You've done something amazing.
See, live in the flesh, guys. Imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
But yeah, so and like I said, it's just a journey of like feeding back into yourself and just having that. Your first thought should be, I can, rather than, oh, I shouldn't.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I had this thing on TikTok. So I started posting on TikTok and I was like, I don't
know. Yes, I've seen you.
She's the TikTok queen, obviously, on Ooh. My left.
With your jumpsuit.
In a jumpsuit.
That I bought, by the way.
Have you bought it?
I did. Yeah.
Have you tried it on?
Yeah, it's great.
I absolutely
It's like Skims.
It. Do you think?
Yeah.
I've not had anything Skims.
Oh my gosh, get the Skims. Hi, Kim.
Kim, do you want to come on the podcast?
I know you like lashes. You've got some lashes named after you. I mean, throughout the whole industry.
Yeah, the world.
So anyways, I was on TikTok, right, guys? No, what I wanted to say was, I've gone on and then talked about, I can't remember what it was, but I was talking about something inspirational, blah, blah, blah. And it's coming from, like, from here, mm-hmm. from my heart, right, literally. And, like, Sophie said to me once, like, oh, you talk different, like when you're talking about something that actually is coming from the right place. And this guy goes underneath, he goes, boring. And I was like, so, right, comment, boring. And I was like, so I saw Thanks, it. Jeff. And I'm thinking, oh my God, someone's commenting. Went on, boring. And I just read it. And I just, my first thought was, right, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm coming off TikTok. This is not for me. I can't deal with this, blah, blah, blah. Then I went on his profile.
As you should.
As I should. Who is this Gary, right? Something like this. Two followers or whatever.
Just said his name,
just. Yeah. No. Destroy him.
Literally. I don't know. Something like Gary Muffles or something. I can't remember what it's called. And I was like, two followers. Okay, cool. Not that I'm like, I didn't have any more at that point, but still. And then I took 5 minutes and I thought, all right, Gary. Like, it is, isn't it? It's a knockback. Yeah. Somebody says something and you take it personally because it's something, it's coming from your heart. And it goes, boring. Okay, cool. You don't even know me, firstly. And so I messaged back and my first thing was like, oh, well, get off my page then. But then I thought about it and I thought, okay, there's a lot of content on TikTok, so I'm sure you're going to find something exciting for yourself if this is boring. But it is like those knockbacks where you have to think, okay, who is he or she? What is he actually bringing? Is he working on something? No. He's just there bashing me because he's got a bad life himself, probably. Or he's very sad, Gary, sitting in his bedroom and going boring, looking at my stuff where I'm trying to motivate somebody. Yes, I don't click with you. Don't have to say anything. Scroll, like I do. I scroll past and that's it. But it's my goals and my life that I'm working on. So I was like, he's not really adding anything to my life. So I have to literally just go.
But we spoke about this, like, as normal people, would you ever comment something negative?
No. Too much free time. I think it's too much free time if you
do that.
How do you have fine time?
Like,
for this?
No, but mentally, like, what do you think of? Like, I think people that like comment negative things, I think you need to stop projecting on your negativity on the world and heal yourself.
Exactly.
Because
yourself
why, out. Like, especially like, there's so many, I mean, we're women, so we feel it all the time. Mm-hmm. But why would you want to say something that you know potentially could hurt someone? Like the fact that he said boring, I mean, however long your TikTok was, whether it was a minute or 15 seconds, the fact that he watched it, and I bet he watched it over and over, because you're stunning. But then he was just like, he thought boring. So really, no, you're
boring,
not.
Boring, but I want your number.
Yeah, he was watching you, but then he was like that. I'm like, come on. Like, grow a pair for one. And secondly, just like, ugh. Like, we don't have time for negative vibes.
No.
Or anything like that. And I think we have enough going on in our head. So I think when we see someone else say it and they say something that I guess our like little voice in our back of negative voice in the back of our head says, we're like, oh my God, maybe it's true. And really it's not. It's just someone who's bored. He's on their lunch break and wishes you were his lady.
Yeah.
Basically.
You can look at it that way. Yeah. Should I message him? Do you think?
Why not? Because every hater, oh my gosh. You know a phrase? Every hater is a lover.
I wonder what kitchen every colour he wants.
probably what? Like...
What tiles?
Maroon.
No, worse. Like mustard and maroon. A Harry Potter theme.
What is a mustard? Like,
I mean, Harry Potter's all white.
Oh no, just the colours.
Yeah, or like a really... Like, you know, the paint that peels off the wall?
Yeah.
Maybe that's his favourite, like, shade.
Got it. I feel like I'm
Healy.
I'm going to get haters about Harry Potter. I actually like Harry Potter, like Harry okay? Potter.
I know. Watch Harry Potter.
Huh?
What? I know.
What, you've never... What?
I'm busy.
What, on your self-care days?
What do I have all three of you What?
Not even like on a cheeky ITV, like on an Easter Sunday.
I know who Harry Potter is. When people talk about Harry Potter, I know who he is, but I'm like...
Yeah, Harry Potter,
much.
I know him.
Like, he's existing.
Like,
oh, yeah, I know him.
He likes my TikToks.
make a TikTok about Harry Potter. I like Harry Potter. Yeah.
So do you think negative, like, have you had negative comments? You don't have to say them, obviously, but, like, on Instagram, TikTok, wherever. Do you think they do affect your self-worth or how you...
Well, I had one, and because I've only kind of been showing my face on my social media for a year, just like on stories and stuff like that, just kind of just being me, really. Because mm-hmm. I was really scared to before. I was like, oh my God, like, face of my business, I'm just a bad artist kind of thing. And I remember someone DM'd me, they took the time to
DM me.
A DM.
They DM'd me, and it was a whole lot. I deleted it now, actually, or it might be in my iCloud, but it was a whole three paragraphs of... You cannot be this positive. You cannot. You're so fake. Like, how can you be this giggly? Like, I know you're not this happy in real life. Like, nobody is this happy. You've posted at 8:18. Like, who? Like, oh my God, who? No, he literally.
What
like,
a she damaged person.
And I was like, you can't be this happy kind of thing. And I saw it, and it was a bad day. Like, it was just a general bad day. You know, sometimes you get
just
up
got
and
caught.
It's a bad day.
Yeah.
You just get caught up. And I read it over and over and over, and I was like, each time I was reading it was stabbing me. And when I think of negativity, I think of physically being stabbed, because that is how much damage it can actually do to you, just mentally and physically and stuff. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to reply. And then I'm typing, and I said, you know what, and I just said to them, I said, happy Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fantastic.
I hope you have a great day and keep all smiling.
The best.
That is literally what I said. And as I was sending it, I was physically shaking because I was like,
the rain.
All I can see it's is so like, hard. As I'm seeing it, I'm just seeing bad and this, and I'm seeing all the bad things. And I just thought, I don't need to see it, me, you to know that I've seen it and think that you've affected me.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, you're so negative. I'm going to inject a little positivity in you. And I was just like, yeah, and obviously still that day, my mind kept going back to it. But I thought, you know what? I just gave them a little bit of sunshine. I just gave them a little bit of sunshine.
But you didn't, though, did you actually? Yeah. Because it's not even, they're not even
bothered. It doesn't even matter. And then I think I've had, it's weird, because then I had a guy message me and he was like, you're not even a great lash artist. And I was like.
Have you done his lashes?
No, and then I was really confused because I went on his page, as you do, because you always check the page. And I was like, how would you know? Like, how would you know in any realm and exist? How would you know? And then it started to affect me, and I thought, you know what? He knows nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, negativity has no, I'm allergic to it.
Yeah.
I'm allergic to, you know what? I'm allergic to bullshit. That's what I am. I'm allergic to bullshit. And if negativity is bullshit, which I believe it is, fuck it. Like, can't be asked.
Yeah, 100%.
Fantastic.
Right, we've taken up so much time today. We've been here for absolutely ages and we've rattled on. But thank you very much, Miller Rose Birmingham, for joining us.
Oh, loving. Thanks, girlies.
Don't forget to follow her on Instagram.
@ Miller Rose Birmingham.
Perfect.
Thank you for joining us, and we would love to hear from you. We will be continuing this conversation about knowing your worth over on our Instagram, which is @lashdolls_UK. And we would love to know your thoughts.
Next episode, we are going to be speaking about the do's and don'ts in the lash industry and your business. And if you've got anything that you want us to cover in this episode, please email us on thelashstudio@lashdollsuk.co.uk.
See you next time at The Lash Studio.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.